Okay, we're now in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav, Sif Ches, finishing up the halachas of Havdalah. Noshim Chayavos, women are obliged in Havdalah. Kishem Shechayavos Bekiddush. Just like they are chayv in Kiddush, they are chayv in Havdalah. V'yesh mi cholek, on the next page there. There are those who argue. Hagah says the Ramban, says the Rama. Okay, therefore lo yavdilu la'atzma. Therefore, they should not make havdalah for themselves. Rak yishmu havdalah min ha'anashim. But they should listen to havdalah from other men instead. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah back in Sifkatan Lamed Dalid. Nashim chayavos. Women are obliged. Afal gav da have mitzvah shazman groma, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah that women are usually excused from. But the fact is, the bedine Shabbos, but when we talk about the laws of Shabbos, that's the exception to the rule. Ish ve'isha shovin, a man and woman are equal in that. Why? The iskish zocher l'shomer. Because we make a connection between zocher, which is the positive aspects of Shabbos, l'shomer to the prohibited aspects of Shabbos. Kamosha Kasab Reish Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, like we've already mentioned earlier in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph regarding Kiddush, that they're obliged in that as well. V'avdalah nami b'chlal zohar hu, and Havdalah is included in that pasuk of zohar, the positive aspect of remembering the Shabbos. Hu. L'man Damer, who says, according to the opinion, it says, Damer Havdalah din Torah. That Havdalah is a biblical obligation. K'moshe k'savim v'reish siman, like we said in the beginning of the siman, machlokas. V'afil man da'omer Havdalah d'rabbanan, even the opinion says Havdalah is only rabbinic, still dumi the kiddush t'knu. They established Havdalah just like kiddush, and women are obliged. That's one side of the coin. V'hayesh mi shecholik, and the ones that disagree, surely they hold Havdalah, kivin shehi b'chol. Since actual Havdalah is taking place on the weekday. Because here's the difference. When does Kiddush take place? On Shabbos or before Shabbos? On Shabbos. When does Havdalah take place? On Shabbos or after Shabbos? After Shabbos. So since the Havdalah is already a weekday activity, so then it's Eina Tluya Bin Yoni Dina Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the laws of Shabbos anymore. V'ubichlal Shar Mitzvah Shazman Groma D'Nashim Peturis. It's now included in all other positive mitzvahs that have a time frame because it's not in Shabbos. But you could certainly hear the first opinion. It's related to Shabbos, and therefore you do. So that's the Machlokas. So therefore, the Ramah therefore says, so therefore women should not make Havdalah for themselves, but listen from others. Lamed hey, lo yavdil atzmon. V'habach, and the Bach argues on the Ramah, v'kosav, and he writes, afil l'man d'omer, shepeturis, even the opinion that says they're excused from Havdalah, mikol makom, still in all, yicholos lahamshich al atzmon chiyuv, they can bring the obligation upon themselves, u'lahavdil atzmon, and make Havdalah for themselves, kimo b'shofar v'lulav, just like shofar and lulav, Shigam came peturis, even though they are potter from it, but they could do it if they want to. Vafilo hachi mevarchus, they could make a bracha on that, according to the Ramah, as we've explained. Kemavur lekamam simetov kuf peites, like will be learned later on. So that's the Bach disagrees. So now umasik amagam Ram, and the Magam Ram now concludes and writes the ha'ikar kedivri Bach. The main opinion is like the Bach, and therefore women can make havdalah for themselves. But based on what the Magen from himself said earlier on in this chapter, the women have a custom not to drink the wine from the Havdalah cup. Im Kain comes out, besides the other reasons why she shouldn't make Havdalah, how can she make Havdalah herself? She can't drink the wine. So too, says the author of the Derech HaChaim, says, how can they make Havdalah if they can't drink the wine? Ella Kavonas HaMagen Avram. So then what does it mean that the Magen Avram said that she could make Havdalah? The Magen Avram concurred with the Bach and says they can make Havdalah, but the Magen Avram himself says women shouldn't drink the wine. So what does he mean? Ella Kavonas HaMagen Avram LaHokel. is speaking when there's no one else who can discharge her from her obligation. Then does Baal Karcha Tavdal Masa. Then she has to make Havdalah herself. Vitish and drink wine. Kiddush Levatal Masavdalah shouldn't nullify the Mitzvah of Havdalah. So it comes out, even though women generally should not drink the Havdalah wine, but if there's no one else, a single woman, and there's no one making Havdalah for her, it's bad. Then she may make Havdalah. She has to make Havdalah, and she would drink the wine. Sifkat and Lamed Vav. Minha. Yes, sir.
So if she has, let's say, somebody with her, let's say, Amma Haaretz, or you know, like just or somebody, an ignorant person who just doesn't know how to read Hebrew, nothing, a male. Can the male say amen to her brachas there?
You can always say amen.
So a woman can
Now you're going to get a different issue. Can she discharge someone else?
Yeah.
That we'll have to see.
Okay.
Sifkat Lamed Vav, Minu Anashim. So the Ramah said she should hear Havdalah from men. Now, Vimanashim Kvar Hivdilu La'atzmam. What if the man has already fulfilled his obligation of Havdalah? What if the, let's say, a husband and a wife, what if the husband heard Havdalah and Shul and wanted to be Yotze his Havdalah and Shul? Oshinis Gavin Lotzeis Beisak Knesses. So either, let's say the husband already made Havdalah or already heard Havdalah and Shul, as opposed to Kiddush, where we know the women are for sure obliged in Kiddush. So even if a husband made Kiddush in Shul, we've already learned that he can make Kiddush for his wife because you could discharge someone else who needs to hear it. But here, since it's a machlokes, if she's chayiv in Havdalah, so since it's a machlokes, so now if a man has already done Havdalah, lo yavdilu, they should not make Havdalah for the woman, kidei lahotzi anashim, to discharge the women. Imein sham scharim gedolim, if there aren't any other adult males who he is discharging, o kitanim, or children who reach the age of chinuch, shoshomim, that can hear for him. In other words, if a man made Havdalah, now he comes back, there's a new opportunity, people need to hear Havdalah from him. Who is it? If it's another adult male, that he's for sure obliged in Havdalah, then the man who made Havdalah can make Havdalah for him. Even a child who's reached chinuch, you can make Havdalah for them. But if it's only a woman, no. Why? Because according to the opinion that disagrees, who says women are not obliged in Havdalah, who bracha levatola, it's a wasted bracha. That's what this basic machlokas depends on. Are they obliged in Havdalah or not? So one opinion says she's not. So if she's not, then you don't make the bracha for them.
So I was saying to men, don't stay at shul for Havdalah.
If you have to make Havdalah at home for your wife, do not, you can listen to Havdalah, just don't want to be Yotze the Havdalah. That's a not well-known halakha, because everybody assumes it's just like Kiddush. And it's not. By Kiddush, there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees women are obliged. But Havdalah, there is a basic machlokas. And even though we paskin, the Bach later, after the Ramah, but based on the Ramah, we'll have to see further, but the Ramah is saying you shouldn't do it because it's a machlokas. Why get involved in a machlokas? And that's what the Magen Avraham brings down and the Achronim. Vinei, b'sefer zechor la'avram, in that other sefer, b'erech Havdalah, v'chein b'sefer, birkei Yosef, hevi kama poskim, they bring many poskim, disfil that hold afilu mi shehivdol kvar yochol havdol shanoshim, disagrees, and says even someone who made Havdalah may make Havdalah for the ladies. Mikol makom, still in all, lamolanu la'achniz atzim b'chshah safik l'ni bracha, why should we bring ourselves into a situation of a doubtful bracha achrona? Since she could make Havdalah herself, like we wrote in the earlier Sifkatan. What about the light, the fire? What about that? When she makes Ron Havdalah, we'll need to look into that as well. All right, so we have a rip-roaring machlokas over here. So let's see how the Piskei Tshuva deals with this. Well, generally not, unless they're making their own Havdalah, according to the opinion that says they could make their own Havdalah. Let's take a look at Piskei Tshuva, how he gets through all this. So, He says, the minig lamaisa, according to the psak halacha of many of the gedoli hadoros, and he's, which is the Mishnah Berurah and other big achronim, that mainly hold like the Magen Avraham, mainly like the Magen Avraham. Most poskim say like the Magen Avraham that women are chayiv and not like the Ramah. And then on the bottom, he lists a whole slew of people, like a whole slew, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan, and many, many more, Rav Ovadia Yosef, according to Sephardim as well. Lots and lots and lots. Okay, anyway, he says what? That women need to make efforts to not put themselves in a situation where they need to make Havdalah for themselves, but rather that they should hear Havdalah from a man. That is the optimal way to do it. So if a woman has a husband, the husband should not be Yotzei in Shul, and should make Havdalah for in Shul. Plain and simple. Or, if a woman comes to Shul for Shalashudas, Marv, whatever, she should hear Havdalah from the person making Havdalah in Shul. That is the optimal way, because that just avoid the issue. If it can be avoided, avoid the issue. However, in a pressed situation, let's say, there's no man to make it for her. And we've already learned before, you can't hear Avdol on the phone either. Can't be used to that way either. So she may discharge her own obligation, even from hearing it from a child who's reached the age of chinuch. Okay? So that's the next opportunity. So let's say it's a single mom who has a boy who's 10 years old. So the boy can make Avdol, she should hear Avdol from him. Okay? But if that doesn't work out, there's nobody to make it for her, she should make Havdalah for herself, and she can discharge other women as well.
Women.
She can discharge other women as well. And in a press situation, even children before the age of bar mitzvah can be yotzei from her if they don't know how to make Havdalah, let's say. Right? But she cannot discharge adult males who are obliged in Havdalah. Obviously, that adult male should make it himself. He doesn't know how to?
Yeah.
Then tough luck. Tough luck.
So okay. He shouldn't attend then. He shouldn't be there in the room then. He has to.
She can't be motzi an adult male, period.
But he can be there.
He can be there. He can say a main, but he's not going to be motzi.
Well, if he says a main, then she's...
He could say a main.
But if he says a main, she's...
She did not make a bracha levatalah. You cannot say she made a wasted bracha. She just can't discharge his obligation. It's two separate issues. Okay. There's an issue of a wasted bracha, and there's an issue if I can discharge you. So the woman, she did a mitzvah for herself, and it was a kosher mitzvah. So I may answer amen to that.
And what does that mean?
Doesn't do anything for him. But you, yeah. And more than that, he has to say amen. Well, let's say I heard Havdalah already. Let's say I heard Havdalah already. And now I hear another man making Havdalah. I'm obliged to say amen, even though he's not discharging me. I heard a person say a bruch. I have to say amen. But doesn't mean I'm being discharged by him. So the ignorant person should say amen, but he should know he hasn't been discharged in Avdallah.
Right.
He should go to the 5-week Hebrew reading crash course. And after 5 weeks, he could learn how to make Avdallah.
There's a good plug for it.
Now, so that's the criteria here. Better she should hear it from someone else. If it's not possible, she can even hear it from a child who has not been, a male who has not been bar mitzvah, and if that's not possible, she can make it for herself and not discharge other adult males. Now, when she does make Havdalah for herself, she has to drink most of the cup of Havdalah, and there's no concerns. Even Koran Pinyan said she shouldn't drink wine, but that's if she's hearing from somebody else. And she may give some of the cup to someone who heard from her, a little of the wine, and they want, and then she was motzi them, even a katan that has reached the age of chinuch. Okay, so she drinks the wine. How about, well, also when she's making the vala, what about the besamim? She makes the bracha on the besamim, she makes the besamim on the candle. So that's when she makes her own havdalah, she makes the whole thing. Period. Okay, but when she hears Havdalah from another man who's making Havdalah to discharge her, she should not make her own bracha on the candle. Just hear him, have in mind, and then she can be yotze with his bracha. Okay, she should.
He doesn't have to be in his mindset that
he has to discharge. Everybody has to have in mind. Whenever you want to be motzi, everyone has to have in mind. She hears the bracha and answers amen. And she doesn't even have to put her fingers close with her fingernails in anything. It's enough that she sees the flame.
But it's not a problem if she does.
What? She could, but it's not always convenient. If so, a big crowd. It's in shul, it's a big crowd. She can, but seeing it's enough. Okay? And some write that it's not even good for her to look at the fingernails.
Why would that be different?
He says, well, the reason why we look at the fingernails is to correct the sin of first man, and she caused the sin. That's why they don't drink the wine of Havdalah as well.
So what is she doing at home?
If she doesn't have a choice. Remember, there's two different scenarios. If there's someone else who can make it for her, or if there's nobody else who can make it for her, there's a different scenario. If there's no one who can make it for her, she has to make the whole thing. But if someone's already making it, well, now we see it's better for her clearly not to drink the wine, for sure not to drink the wine. And then there are some who say even not to put her fingernails near it. She can just look at the light. Okay. Now, therefore...
Can she smell the salmon?
She wants to smell it. She can smell it. Again, she doesn't have to, really. As long as she hears somebody making it, that's okay. But she wants to smell it. Certainly she could smell it. Now, so therefore he said they should hear from others. Here's the thing. What if somebody, let's say the husband, already made Havdalah or heard Havdalah and wanted to be Yotze Havdalah, and his obligation is finished? It's proper that he should not make Havdalah for his wife to discharge or for any woman, but rather she should make Havdalah herself. Okay? Now, in a pressed situation where the woman does not want to make Havdalah or she can't, and there's no young child to make Havdalah for her, you can rely on the poskim who are lenient, and the husband could make it for her if she doesn't know how to. So if the husband has an ignorant wife and there's no younger son under bar mitzvah to make Havdalah for her, you can be lenient and the husband could make Havdalah for her. Obviously, it's better for the husband not to be yotze if he knows his wife has to hear it. Let's assume the husband thought the wife was hearing Havdalah from somebody else. Right? Let's say a man has other sons. He goes to one minyan, the sons go to another minyan, and the sons, let's say, make Havdalah at home. He thought the sons were going to make Havdalah for his wife, so he wanted to be Motzei in shul. Then he comes home and found out the kids did not make Havdalah for his wife. So again, if the wife knows how to make Havdalah, she should make Havdalah. But if the wife does not know how to make Havdalah, then the husband could make it for her. However, the bracha and besamim and on the candle, she would make that herself. So he makes Havdalah and the bracha and Havdalah, bracha and wine, but she makes the bracha and the besamim in there, because why should the husband make it for her if she could make it for herself? Okay, so that is the bottom line. Again, the bottom line that generally speaking, the optimal situation is a husband should not be yotze Havdalah in shul. He should go home and make Havdalah for his wife. That is the optimal. It avoids all problems. If for whatever reason the husband did make Havdalah with yotze, the next thing is the wife should make her own Havdalah and do everything that she has to do for Havdalah. No, if she makes her own Havdalah, she drinks, she does everything. She does everything. Okay? If the husband heard Havdalah, but the wife is not capable of making Havdalah, right? Then he makes it for her. If for whatever reason she doesn't want to make Havdalah, but she's not up to drinking the wine or whatever. She doesn't want to. Then the husband can, but then she should make the bracha. If the husband already did hear Havdalah, he can do it for her, but she should make the bracha on the besamim and on the nair. All right, that's the bottom line.
So, Rob, what do you do? Let's say your kids are away and Gail's at home. What do you do?
If Gail's at home?
Yeah, like in a situation
where there's
no problem. You've never had a situation where the kids weren't around?
First of all, I have Elchanan who lives in the house too, so he'll make Havdalah for her. Now, so if the kids aren't home, there's a lot of things. Either she'll come to shul. She often comes to shul, so she'll hear me make Havdalah, like last night.
Yeah.
And if she's at home, and I already heard Havdalah, so then she will make her, if I made Havdalah in shul, then she's going to make Havdalah for herself. That's all. That is what happens. Okay, next part of the Piskei Tshuva. So he says it's fit to inform women that they should be particular to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol before they listen to the Havdalah. Why? So that their obligation should be equal to men who say Asher Atochan Antanu in Tefillah. Interesting. Because when the man in davening, in Mariv, says Atochan Antanu, so he already has said a verbal Havdalah, so that allows him to do work already. Because otherwise, how do you light the match for Havdalah? So he said, Atachan Antanu. Right? So the women should also say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So they're on the same footing, as it were. But if they don't, they certainly can still hear the Havdalah.
Why don't we have the word Ata Hashem in that little bracha?
What?
We go Baruch HaMavdil, but why don't we say Atem?
Because why do you have to say Hashem's name in vain? All you're saying is that you want to say I'm Shabbos is over for me. So you don't have to. You don't have to say Hashem's name for that.
You're not almost at the end of the Havdalah when you say that.
No. We're saying a woman who does not daven Mariv should just say the words Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. No need to evoke Hashem's name when it's not the actual Havdalah. It's not the actual Havdalah.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to make Havdalah still. But you just want to be able to do some activity. So why should we say Hashem's name? Just say it. But as far as I'm concerned, Shabbos is over. Okay.
But now, when you're saying that when you literally say those words, you say bless.
Why say Hashem's name if you are going to say Hashem's name with the actual Havdalah? Why would you waste saying Hashem's name twice?
So why we have to even make that declaration? Then?
Because you can't light the candle because Shabbos isn't over. So normally we daven Marv. When we daven Marv, we say Atochan Antanu, and we're not saying Hashem's name either. In the middle of Atochan Ein Ladam Das, we just say Atachon Antanu, and we're saying we now are recognizing that Shabbos is over, period. At that point, Shabbos is over, and I didn't say Hashem's name either. So a woman should do the same thing if she's not davening Marv and saying Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. And no reason to say Hashem's name at all, because you have to hear Havdalah anyway, but we're going to say Hashem's name in Havdalah. Okay? And certainly, she does not have to go and make Havdalah if she hears Havdalah without saying Baruch HaMavdil. Okay, because she hears it. Okay.
So that bracha, okay. You're not saying who's... You're saying, if you literally break up that bracha...
Blessed is the one. We know you're referring to Hashem. Baruch...
Where's the one in the blessing? It said,
blessed Baruch HaMavdil. What does the word HaMavdil mean?
To separate.
No, that's not what it means.
He separates?
No. Blessed is the one who separates. And that's Hashem. Baruch, blessed is HaMavdil, the one who separates, the Almighty, Bein Kodesh L'Chol. You are referencing Hashem without using his Shem Hashem. Okay? Now, and certainly you need to know if a woman who wants to do any type of work after Shabbos and she didn't make Havdalah, she must say Baruch HaMavdil. She may not do any work before that. Even if, fine. And to conclude the Inyan, he says we should note that saying the Baruch HaMavdil for a woman at the night of the Seder that happens on Moshe Shabbos. Okay. there is an aspect of Havdalah, certainly on Seder night. Okay, fine. That's going to be discussed later on. Fine, good, we're done with the aspects of Havdalah. We move now to the next Simen. Reish Tzadi Sion. Dinei Besamim LaHavdalah. The laws of Besamim for Havdalah. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph. Mevarech al habesamim, we make a bracha on spices, incense. Im yeshlo, if the person has in the house. Vimein lo, what if you don't have any spices in the house? Ein tzorech lach tzorachrem, you don't have to go looking for it. Okay, we'll have to see how what that means. All right, Aleph, Mevorech al habesamim, Mishnah Berurah, v'abracha hu, and what is the bracha that you make on it? Even though there's all kinds of different types of spices, bore mine besamim al eza min shehu, no matter what the type of spice is. We've already learned in not connection to Havdalah, on a Wednesday, if you take a spice in your to smell, there's different types of brachas on spices depending on where the source of the spice is. However, on Saturday night, no matter where the source of the spice is, you make the bracha borei minei besamim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying now. Af shebechol tzarech levarach al kol min kevir chas. Even on a weekday, you have to say the right bracha for the spice, skipping the brackets. Mikol malkum, still in all, when the rabbis established to put a bracha on besamim b'motzei Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, they said it should be mevarchen al kol, no matter what the spice is, borei minei besamim. Why? Kidesh lo yavol litos hamonam, that people shouldn't make mistakes. Why? Sheira kol bekiim b'chol brachas hamiyuchadas. Not everybody's not an expert. Not everybody's an expert in the brachas of besamim. I'd ask people if I'd make a poll in shul right after davening. 90% would be wrong if I gave them a certain type of spice. They wouldn't know the brach on it. So therefore, they're not gonna. So although technically, you could take any spice and make the unique bruch of the spice on it, even on Motzei Shabbos. But if they did that, and people would make lots of mistakes, and therefore they said, we're just going to make one bruch on Motzei Shabbos, bari minei besamim. As we already said, bari minei besamim is a catch-all, but b'dieved it helps for any spice, although the chachili should be more specific if it's a more specific spice. But we don't want people to make any mistakes, so they establish one bracha. Okay? Avol b'bracha, no one knows the specific brachas on specific spices. So let's just do the catch-all. But with this bracha, yotzi ala kol, it helps for all. As we learned in the laws of spices, brachas on spices. Umikam welcome, still in all. Now, here's the point. So, you know, for example, if you took what if you take myrtles, hadassim, right? So hadassim, you do not make a borei minei besamim on hadassim, right? You know, that's going to be borei isvei besamim, isvei on the grasses, on the growths. That's a totally different bracha. It's not borei minei besamim. So therefore, you could say, well, technically, I could take besamim and smell those and make the borei minei besamim, but that's not optimal because that really isn't the bracha for the myrtles. So therefore, since we've already said we should make the borei minei besamim, so guess what? When we come welcome lechachil initially, tov yoser, it's better shikach lebesamim tover shebrichas borei minei besamim. You should take something that it really gets the borei minei besamim bracha. Kagon hamusk shekorim fizim. I don't know if there's any. I don't know if there's any English translation to that. Negelach. Those are cloves. Cloves is a for sure borei minei besamim. That's why we generally use cloves. That's the one that's most easy to get. So we should get cloves. Shagamzel Harbirchani Birchasu Bari Mini of Summit, because many states Bari Mini of Summit. So therefore, we always make a Bari Mini of Summit, and therefore best to get cloves for that. Well, if you don't have them, you can certainly take something else and make a Bari Mini of Summit, but you should try to get one that its initial brach would be Bari Mini of Summit as well. Now, Mutar Lavarech Bore Mine Besamim Al Palpalin Shakorin English Pfeffer. Okay, you make a bracha on English pepper. Do you have your, is your English of any value to us, Sid? Sid?
What does it say there in your book?
Okay.
English pepper.
There's a thing called English pepper.
Black pepper, that's what.
Okay. Okay, I guess that's pepper. Is there anything special about that? I guess regular pepper, right? Okay, that's also part of besamim. Wait a minute, well, bestam palpulin, but regular pepper, yesh day has been a poskim, it's a machlokas in the poskim. Vavi safik bracha levotola. V'chein, and similarly, zangbil, shakorin ingber, I believe that's, what do you call it, ginger. Right, it's a machlokas about that as well. All right, we'll leave that for another time, not for now, but you have to go. I once brought the Sefer on Besamim. All right, if you remind me, I'll bring it next week, and we'll go through a few of the Besamim. Okay, fine. So it's clear, best thing is take cloves, and you're out of the issue, and it's very easy to get cloves. Fine. Now, bays, sifkut and bays. But if you don't have any in the house, you don't got to start looking around for them. Ein tzorach lachzachrem, she'ein mevorchan aleim. You don't make a, because why do we make a bracha b'sum? It's not an obligation like the bracha of Havdalah, like the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen. It only is elohashiv nefesh. It's to restore the soul. She koevis, that's in pain. Mi'etzis haShabbos, when Shabbos leaves, because the neshama Yisera left. So we have to give comfort to the soul. So you don't have to, so therefore, it's not the basic part of Havdalah. Therefore, for example, if you forget to make Havdalah, or you can't make Havdalah Saturday night, you make Havdalah Sunday morning, you don't make a bracha on the besamim, because the soul's already long gone. And it goes without saying that you still make a bracha on the light, because that is for the remembrance of the light. So, Kasrachar, the rabbis, latter rabbis, right? Sha'af al pi, sha'af mi shemis'ana b'Shabbos, even someone who fasted on Shabbos, still, tzorach levarach l'besamim Shabbos has to make a bracha b'samim to Shabbos. Hashem can be Yom Kippur, which is not the case on Yom Kippur. Af shechol b'Shabbos, even if it came out on Shabbos, ain't tzorach levarach b'matzah Yom Kippur. You don't have to make a bracha b'samim to Yom Kippur, because there was no neshama yisera because of the fasting that you fasted on Erev Shabbos. Erev, extra souls only come on days where you eat.
Where would you fast besides Yom Kippur on a Shabbos?
Dream, bad dream, he wanted to fast, remember, we talked about that. All right, let's begin the Piskei Tshuva, just begin, there's a lot of, well, not that bad. All right, he says, by way of introduction, gives an introduction, so the Mishnah Berurah said, why to make a bracha on the besamim? Because the soul leaves, the extra soul. Also, we know that on Shabbos, the fires of Gehenna rest. And when Shabbos ends, the fires start up again. And the soul gets weakened from that realization and needs support with the besamim. That's the second reason. Third reason, the Rishonim say, based on the Gemara and Tainus, that on the first day of the week, a person is weak. Right? They're just generally weak, and therefore they need to be strengthened through the besamim. One second.
Why would they be weak? They just came out of Shabbos. They should be strong.
Well, first of all, no, Adarabba. You should be weak on Shabbos because you've been up the whole Shabbos. You've been working harder than the whole week spiritually, right? Right? And again, you lost the neshama yisera. There's a lot. Really, if you keep Shabbos properly, you should be exhausted by the end of Shabbos. Now, those who sleep the whole Shabbos away aren't, but those that are learning Torah the whole Shabbos, yeah, and, you know, I'm tired of Motzei Shabbos. Okay, but anyway, there's an overall weakness in the world. But anyway, but these are all spiritual reasons. Still in all, every Jewish soul feels it, whether you feel it or not. And the biggest sign is, what? Because everybody is kind of depressed on Motzei Shabbos. And that, what's the biggest proof? Because everybody feels they got to go out and do something. Why is it that you feel you must watch a hockey game on Motzei Shabbos? Why does it feel you must go out and have a good time? Because you're terribly depressed that Shabbos is over. You may not recognize it, so you want to get your mind off of it. So, and, you know, a lot of averas happen on Saturday nights. Just listen to 680 now. I just guarantee you what the news is. I don't have to hear it. Three people got killed, one got stabbed, one got in an auto accident. Nothing. Sunday morning news is the most drear and drabbest of all. I mean, it's pretty rotten all the time.
You're right.
It's a guarantee. Even it spills over into the non-Jewish world. Saturday night is a destructive period. People are depressed. Okay? Even though you may not see it, but your soul does know about this. Therefore, you should get besamim that have a good smell. And it lasts for a long time where you feel that oineg to the soul from that. Okay? So, therefore, all these reasons complement each other. Therefore, you don't make a bracha on besamim on Motzei Yontif. Because, number one, on Motzei Yontif, the fires of Gehenna don't rest anyway. So it's not like they restart. You don't get an extra neshama yaseir on Yontif. Right? And therefore, on a Motzei Shabbos that comes on a Yontif, you also don't make a bracha on the besamim. Because now, the soul gets the support from the good food that you eat on Yontif. So you don't need to make a besamim. But on Motzei Shabbos that comes on Chol HaMoed, you make a bracha on the besamim, because it's not going into Yontif. Okay.
Well, it's supposed to be a little bit of a Yontif.
But it's not, but not enough. You don't have to, you're not obliged to eat a lot of food. Motzei Shabbos that comes out on Tisha B'Av, you don't make a bracha on the besamim, because it's not a time to strengthen yourself with joy from the pain, because you should stay in pain. However, an Avel during his week of mourning may make Havdalah and also on the besamim. Okay, fine. Now, what if you don't have any? We said you don't have to go running around. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. Okay, we're going to stop here. We will continue this next week.